Hail and welcome to Besom Buddies, a pagan podcast. I'm Paul.
And I'm Cody.
And we're the couple that put the romance in necromancy.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
We're back.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
We'll always be Besom Buddies, friends, witches, and pals. We'll always be Besom Buddies, a magical pairing, no need for despairing.
Girl.
And we're back after a year and a half.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly did not intend to be gone for quite so long.
No, and if you are finding this episode and didn't know, we have two lovely episodes that we released a year and a half ago and then haven't released since. So you haven't missed much if you're running into this episode for the first time. But we do intend to be back. This is our debut in 2021.
It's our resurrection.
Our resurrection, indeed. And we hope to get back into it regularly. But I suppose there's a few reasons why we had a year and a half pause, especially when we were so gung-ho at the beginning. A lot of it having to do with the pandemic.
The pandemic. The worst possible thing that could be going on, frankly.
Yeah. And you might ask yourself, hey, pandemic, quarantine, a lot of time at home, plenty of time to podcast. You would be right. However,
yeah, it's really hard to focus on anything productive when you're literally questioning your everyday life, like stability and safety, from literally the invisible enemy. I know for both of us, we had to radically change everything about our lives, as with most people. I was working at a large chain coffee shop, and that meant interfacing with the public still during this, and frankly, if I'm being 100% real, not feeling adequately protected by our corporate overlords all the time. But then things kind of got readjusted for Cody, same thing. He had to go from, his normal, 8-to-5 office life to trying to figure out how to adapt and be able to work from home on the fly.
Yeah. And as you may remember, I work in higher education, and higher education took quite a few economic hits early in the pandemic and still do. So lots of past and present concerns about job security and lots of stressful things there. So, a lot of mental impact as well. And I don't think either of us were in much of a headspace to get back to this. And granted, there were several months between before the pandemic actually really started. But I think things just got busy and then it rolled right into all this. So we weren't in the greatest headspace. It didn't happen. We feel much better now and a little more reinvigorated. I also think the other thing Paul and I had been talking about, we took it way too seriously in our heads. Like, we wanted to structure it and have all these awesome things, but it really just served to make a barrier for us and actually just sitting down and talking, because that was our goal, right? Like, to bring the conversations we have all the time anyway to other folks and to spread the message. So I think we'll just shed a lot of that and just be a lot more loosey-goosey, but still bring you good stuff. So that's our hope.
Absolutely. I think we did, start off with this kind of grandiose plan of tackling all of these, intricate topics and trying to plan things so rigidly, when really, for me, that's not how I work anyway. So I think this more organic approach is going to be a little bit better for us, and hopefully will allow us to maintain a consistent schedule posting. Hopefully we can also pre-record so we can get ahead of things.
Yeah, especially, and I guess that's a great transition. Let's talk about what's been going on with you in the past year and a half. Any new developments?
Well, yeah. So there's a couple things. First thing, I'm a college student. I got into college. I'm doing a bachelor's degree in medical laboratory sciences. And actually, I'm currently working doing COVID rapid testing. It's relevant to that you know, whole thing also. And I've been doing that now. This is my second semester in the program. My first semester, I did really well. I was on the dean's list. So I feel really proud of that, especially as a non-traditional student, somebody who's been out of education for a long time. So that's one thing that's changed. Another thing that's changed for me is, as I said, my job has changed. I did leave that large corporate coffee chain that I've mentioned, which after the amount of time that I was there, it's sort of a blessing in disguise. It like really let me get my head together, especially in the middle of the pandemic, and really like let me focus on really attacking this whole college situation with as much as I could. So those are the two biggest changes for me. What about with you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I similarly went to a new college journey last summer and started a doctoral program.
Woohoo!
Yeah, woohoo! In higher education administration. So, yeah, I mean, it's been wild because I started and I'm doing it coursework full time, which is about 3 doctoral classes a semester. But I'm also working full time still, 40 hours a week. So it's been a little bit of a zoo, but I'm excited because it means I can get coursework done kind of early and then get to the dissertation stuff and hopefully before too long be Dr. Cody.
Yes. I'm so excited for both of us to get out of our college situations. At least I know for me, this will be my, you know, first degree, but it's going to be the last one for a little while. It'll probably be a while before I consider venturing back down that path. For you, hopefully this is your last degree. It's doctorate.
Yeah, terminal, right? There's nothing else after this.
This is it.
Terminal degree. So that is the hope, I suppose. But yeah, and it's fun to be in college together and to experience that whole thing. And I work in college and you know, that's my world anyway. So it's been fun to watch Paul go through it.
Yeah, it's actually really funny. I have mentioned this a couple times to some friends and family, but like I really don't identify with my Virgo rising very much. I'm a Sagittarius and I really am a Sagittarius, but school really brings out this Virgo perfectionist thing in me. And it is like causing some obsessiveness on my behalf. So I think Cody's enjoying watching me get stressed over literally nothing.
Yeah, it's true. But I mean, similar, like I work with college students and I mean, it happens across the board. So it is interesting to see it play out right at home. But yeah, so those were some big things that have been going on and still are going on and certainly could be impediments to our podcast hopes and dreams. But we still have some solid hope that we can keep it all up and manage it because we really enjoy it and it's super fun. And we hope you do, too. I think. Anything else going on in our life?
Well, I mean, actually, this is sort of a good tie-in because all of the things that we're just talking about really were barriers for our personal spiritual practices as well.
Yeah, so we thought this episode will just be kind of a quick check-in, say hello, we're back. But also we thought it'd be fun to talk about how the pandemic has impacted and affected our practices, pagan practice is. And I mean, I guess to start, it's been pretty shitty, right? It's the same reason why it was hard to like want to podcast and to get back into that. It was also same to want to muster up the energy and interest and commitment to do any major significant personal practice type things. And of course, being I was already far away, right, from my tradition and the folks I practice with, so that was already a problem before pandemic, but it was even harder to do personal stuff, but I tried to, you know, stick to tarot and do some incense making that I like to do in small ways, but it's just been kind of a drag.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, again, just like Cody, I'm far away from my coven and my people, which is already hard at the best of times. And during the pandemic, I think it was especially hard knowing that even if I were there, I'd also have to be separate, wouldn't be able to be with them. So I think that adds a little bit of an extra stress on me. Yeah, my personal practice during the pandemic has been pretty much non-existent. And again, I think it goes back to this idea that you, again, are questioning your safety, your security, some foundational things about the world. These major historical events we keep living through are a trip, and I'm hoping we don't have to live through any more. But yeah, similar to Cody, just trying to stick to little things, little tiny things that'll help me kind of keep grounded in my practice. But most of my work has been really focused internally on trying to deal with the things inside. So I guess you could call that shadow work. I guess that's really what I've been going after. Hopefully, though, we can kind of get back into it a little bit more committedly. When Cody and I set up our offices and we reorganized things, both of us set up little shrines in our offices so we could have a presence kind of constantly around. Yours is really cool.
Yeah. I reset up my Hades shrine, and I had one before in my old office space, but it was small. It wasn't really where I wanted it. So now that I'm in my new space and set it up, it's much nicer and more accessible and kind of right behind me pretty much all day now that I'm working from home for the time being. So yeah, it's been really exciting and interesting, to get that rolling again, even through the pandemic.
Yeah. And that statue is so cool.
Yeah. Paul, it was a couple years ago, Paul got me a statue from Etsy, and it was actually a seller, an artist in Greece, who makes them. So it's a pretty cool, like white marble kind of statue.
Yeah, I really like it. I think it was a good find. And my shrine in my room is a little bit more generically goddess and god focused, because I'm trying to kind of explore the archetypal masculine feminine vibe of Wicca a little bit more, especially how it relates to non-heteronormative people, so queer peoples, and seeing how we kind of manifest and interact with those currents of energy as strongly gendered as they are, and again heteronormative as they are portrayed, which is a little bit of a teaser for a future episode.
I guess with that, I mean, I hope folks out there have been able to do whatever you can to get through it, right? Personally, spiritually, physically, whatever. Because we know it's certainly been hard for us, so I imagine it's just as hard for anybody else. But yeah, I think moving forward, we have plenty of ideas, and we had some awesome ideas from the mailbag, from folks who had emailed us or reached out to us before about ideas that they were interested in. And we'd love for you to continue to do that if you'd like. You can find all the contact info in the show notes or at bezembuddies.com, a good landing page for all of that. But yeah, I think in the next couple of months, we have a few things planned. Do you want to talk about some of the ideas?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I kind of alluded to before, we really want to talk about queerness, like in terms of Wicca specifically, because that's what we're most acquainted with, but paganism generally, and how gender and sexuality interact with what's seen as being a fertility, a very heteronormative fertility tradition. I think that's something that we really want to talk about. Another one that I have been dying to do, there's a pun in there, is one about necromancy. Because that is something that I am heavily interested in and influenced by, and it's something that really has a place in my mind, not just on the metaphysical aspect, but also there's a physical like interest in how our death practices and our cultures and attitudes around death influence our psyche and how we relate to the world. So I have been sitting on that episode for a while. Also, small shout out really quickly to my good friend Mortellus. They just released a book called Do I Have to Wear Black? And it's a pagan funeral traditions book. It deals with like the kind of logistical matters of all sorts of pagan funeral rites, but also the ritualized and really is very culturally sensitive, you know, for each individualized practice. And they do have involvement with a, you know, whole funeral industry moment. So they have a lot of that insider knowledge that might be hard to get otherwise. So please go check them out. Go find them at Crow and the Dead, their blog, or, you know, pick up that book on Amazon. I think it's sold out right now on Amazon, actually.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah, sold out on the first day. Good for them. I'm so excited for them.
That is awesome. So yeah, I mean, that's a little teaser at some of the ideas we have planned. But again, if you have anything that you would like to hear us talk about, do let us know. I think the other thing we hope to do in some future episodes is throw in some small segments about topics that, you know, maybe we're not going to spend a whole episode talking about, but just take five or fewer minutes to talk about their impact on the pagan community. So be it concepts or things like altar tools or tarot or past or present significant figures in the community, just to throw some of that in. And it's another way for us to explore some of our interests and dig a little deeper and share that with folks. So we might throw those in the next couple episodes, which is exciting as well.
Yeah, I think those would be really cool. And something else we talked about doing is talking about current events a little bit too, just to anchor, us a little in the time that we're recording these in, because it's not just like pagan news, which we definitely would love to cover because both of us follow it and gossip about it constantly, but just the current events that are going on in the world. I mean, in our hiatus, you can think of, 10 or 20 things that we could have been tying into how it intersects with pagan identity. There was the Black Lives Matter movement, there was the pandemic and the kind of politicization of that and some of the electoral politics going on. So, I mean, there were topics rife for the picking, and hopefully we'll pick back up on those a little bit later.
Yeah, I mean, and those are the sorts of things that we talk about. So it'd be fun to bring it to the podcast.
Bring it to the podcast.
Yes. Yes. Well, I think that is the bulk of it. So, I mean, a shorter episode, but hopefully just a reintroduction. If you're finding it for the first time, feel free to check out those first two episodes. They're pretty fun. And we hope to post every 2 weeks. So this is Valentine's Day when we're hopefully uploading this one. So every Sunday, roughly, but pending more world-changing events or college or other things. But we're definitely aiming to do our best.
Yeah, and we have mentioned that all of the places you can find us are going to be in the show notes. I do check that Facebook group and Facebook page as often as I can. I love to hear from people there. I have gotten a few really nice messages on there, and hopefully you guys will be there. Leave us a comment if you are listening still. We love you.
Yes, and we do have an email address, again, all in the show notes, but contact@bezenbuddies.com. And like I mentioned earlier, bezenbuddies.com is a good landing page. You can listen to the episodes and see the social media links and email stuff and get it all there. So do check us out there. Like Paul said, let us know if you're out there still. We're sorry, but we're also happy to be back and hopefully being able to engage with folks and bring some of our foolish conversations and fun times to all of you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think with that, we might be wrapping up this episode. So I just want to reiterate, stay safe, mask up, stay home if you can, keep yourself safe.
Yes, and we will see you soon.
Bye.